watch the movie?
No, I didn't watch the film. I mean, it looked kind of, might catch something, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, our kids, well, they always snuck off and did stuff like that, though.
Now, over you, when it rained, you told them.
Oh, umbrella? I don't believe my family's ever on an umbrella. We wasn't ever scared to walk in the rain.
Yeah. What was the last thing you put on a bed? Fancy top cover?
No, it wasn't fancy. Now, Mom had quilt. She, you know, like knit, a knit quilt.
Yeah.
She put over the top.
And you put your head on the quilt?
Pillow. Yeah, those were the pillows.
Did you remember the one that would go, the type of pillows that would go from one side of the bed?
No, it wasn't a long pillow. Okay. It was just the short,
bolster,
single head pillow.
Now, when a lot of people came to visit you, you might put a something down on the floor and make a what? Just put a mattress or put it down on the floor and make a...
Bed them down?
Yeah, you make a lodge or, you know, some kind of pallet down on the floor.
Oh, yeah. You always put a pallet down for babies. And, you know, so they can get on the cold floor and spit up on and all that.
Craig, what about the type of soil you got around here?
Well, you got sandy loam soil.
Uh-huh.
And some places closer to the water down here, you got what's called a gumbo. Stays wet a lot, but mostly up where we were at, it was a brown, sandy type, rich soil, which we, like I say, we're always mixing the fertilizer with it, too.
Yeah, but the soil was very
rich.
Yeah, it was rich. What about, do you have any differences in the land here, you know, like
Not too often. You don't have too many hills now. You get what we call gas pockets. Looks like maybe a 40-yard diameter little rise. And as I recall, that's what Daddy used to call them, gas pockets. So wherever you see them, it's a good chance you had gas or oil down there.
There's a lot in this area, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a kind of a low place that you, a low-lying place that you have to plow late in the spring? That the, you know, might have water standing in it.
Kind of swampy. Get down to flats. Anywhere it stays kind of wet, we call it a flat.
Yeah.
Poor drainage.
What about a place that would have trees, say, with water standing in most of the time?
Well, down here, if you had a place that had trees and water was standing in, it was usually a swamp.
A swamp?
Yeah, you'd find that a lot down here, be a cypress swamp. And you'd have your cypress knees sticking up and be water all in there and ferns.
Yeah. You got any sloughs around here?
Yeah, there's lots of sloughs. Of course, this time of year, since it's been so dry, all of them dried up.
Y'all hadn't had a lot of rain here, right?
Up until the last 2 weeks, we hadn't had any rain for, I'd say, 2-3 months.
Ooh.
It got pretty dry. Yeah, there's been a lot of water. But here in the last 2 weeks, we're getting regular showers again. Matter of fact, my garden didn't do very good this year on account of it burned up. Got a few tomatoes, corn, a few squash. It was rough.
Yeah. Now, the place along the sea, say where a lot of hay would grow or something like that would be a horse.
Sawgrass?
Okay.
Yeah, you got a lot of that along the beach over there.
That's a kind of place. What would you call that? You got salt marshes over there?
Oh, yeah.